Welcome to the Planet Shakers podcast. Before we jump into this week's message from Pastor Russell, we have some amazing new music due to be released very shortly, and we don't want you to miss out. Subscribe on Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon Music, or YouTube Music today. We can't wait to release our new songs to you. Now for this week's message, Mountain Moving Faith from Planet Shakers Church, Melbourne.
So today I'm excited to be with you. I really believe that God is moving. I don't believe God stops moving. He is moving, and he's moving on our behalf. And really, this season is really determining what we believe. Do we really believe what the Bible says about us? Do we really believe what God says about our future? The Bible doesn't say we won't have challenges and trials, but the Bible says that we will be more than conquerors. And so, in Isaiah 28, verse 10, you know, our lives are built on different things. You know, Jesus is our foundation, but a Christian life is built on a whole heap of different godly concepts and outworkings. And it's like, you know, building a house, you have the foundation and then you build different parts in the house. You'll build the walls, you'll build the floors, you'll build the windows, you'll put in the bathrooms, you'll put in the kitchens, and there are different parts of our Christian life. And so we just don't have one story, we have a story that keeps getting bigger and stronger. Isaiah 28 verse 10 puts it like this: for precepts must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little. In other words, God builds a life, he just doesn't it just doesn't make a life happen. So we are constructed on the Word of God. In Romans chapter 12, I'm reading from the Message, it says, don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. So here, the world wants to build you in a certain way, and God says, no, that's not the way I've called you to be built. I've called you to be built this way, because his ways are higher. His ways are greater. And so it says, don't get well adjusted to your culture. You hear people say the new norm. The new norm is the kingdom norm that you fit into without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. Yeah. In other words, it's out of him everything happens. The Bible says it like this: in him we live, and in him we move, and in him we have our being. So fix your attention on God, and you'll be changed from the inside out, readily recognizing what he wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you and develops well-formed maturity in you.
Yeah. Wow.
So here's the challenge in life. We're not to conform to the patterns of this world, but we are to be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
Yeah.
If you really want to see a model right now on planet Earth, is there is a fight for the minds of men and women. And so if people are reacting to life through what they are trying and philosophies they build their life on. And we have to build our life on the Word of God.
Yeah.
And God, all through Scripture, gives you building blocks to build. Remember, Jesus says, I'm going away, so go into all the world and make disciples, students, people who learn about me, baptizing them not into culture, but into the Father, into the Son, and into the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So the kingdom culture he wants us to be baptized in, to baptize us into how the Father thinks about us, what the Father thinks about the earth, what the Father wants to do. Baptize us in the Son, how he wants us to live in forgiveness and freedom and healing and breakthrough. baptize us into the Holy Spirit. That word baptize, baptizo, means to continually immerse. So we got to let our lives be continually immersed in the things of God and let God create the building blocks of our lives. Right now, you can tell who's built their house on sand and who they built their house on God. Because when the storms come, the houses get blown over that are built on the wrong foundation. But those who are built on the right foundation stand strong. And I believe that we as a church of Jesus Christ globally is going to rise up and be stronger than ever before in any time of history. So we have these building blocks. Prayer is one of them. You know, prayer is part of a building block. We pray to see God shift things. Prayer isn't the answer. Jesus is the answer. That's why we pray to Jesus. But prayer is a building block. Worship is a building block. Generosity is a building block. Social justice, doing good for those who are oppressed and in need, is a building block. Unity is a building block. Agreement is a building block. The power of the Holy Spirit, the church coming together and worshiping and praising and being stirred up to good is a building block. Obedience is a building a block. Giving is a building block. Power of our words is a building block that we build our life on. Fasting is a building block. Laying down your life for the cause of Christ is a building block. Taking up your cross and following Christ. Fasting and faith. There are so many things that, you know, it's, you see people and they go, well, I'm just a prayer person. No, prayer is one of the things we do, but we also are giving people. Oh, I'm just a generous person. I don't like into that prayer stuff. No, you need to be a giver and a prayer. Oh, I'm an evangelist. I'm not a teacher. No. You can teach and evangelize at the same time. So we have these building blocks and we have these foundations that we build our lives on. So today, I want to speak to you on the topic, and I've spoken on this before, but I really believe this is a momentous time in our lives. I want to speak to you on the topic mountain moving faith. Mountain moving faith. Father, I pray your word is already anointed, but help me communicate and help me impart what you want to do today. Let your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And we give you praise and give you glory for what you're about to do in the name of Jesus. One day, Jesus and his disciples in Mark 11 were passing by a tree, and the tree was not fruitful. And Jesus was hungry, and he wanted to eat, and he wasn't hungry. He was hungry, and there was no fruit. So the Bible says he cursed it. And the Bible says that coming after this, now in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And after remembering, Peter said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you've cursed has withered. So Jesus has shown them that there's power in declaration. So Jesus answered them and said to them, have faith in God. For I surely say to you, I want to emphasize this, have faith in God. You can't put your faith in the media. You can't put your faith in people or government. You put your faith in God. You honor people, but you have faith in God because God is the only one who has all power. And it says, so have faith in God, for assuredly I say to you, whoever, everyone say whoever, whoever says to this mountain, doesn't say, if you're this or that, or if you're more educated, or if you're been in Christianity longer, it says, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes, everyone shout, believe. And though that these things he says will be done, and he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, Whatever things you ask when you pray, which we've been doing, believe that you receive them and you will have them. And then he goes on and says, and whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also may forgive your trespasses. Mountain moving faith. The first thing I want us to know today, that faith is a spiritual force, not born out of the mind, but out of the spirit. You see, God is spirit who has a mind, and you and I are the same. We are spiritual beings that have a mind. So we need to process in the spirit and then get our mind to come in alignment with our spirit. This church was created not through me thinking, what am I going to do with my life? Oh, I'll go to Melbourne. That would be a good idea. No, it came in a moment where I was in worship and God spoke to me so clearly in my spirit and said, start a church in Melbourne. It started through an encounter with the Holy Spirit and my spirit. You see, if I had a thought it in my mind, back then I didn't even want to live in Melbourne. Right now I might not want to live in Melbourne. But back then I didn't live in Melbourne. And I was happy in Adelaide. But because my spirit had faith attached to it, that when God spoke and then when I processed it in my mind, I came into agreement with what my spirit man says, my faith man. And so then we started this church. So God, faith is a spiritual force. It's not born out of your thinking, it's born out of your spirit. The second thing you need to know about faith is everything is created in your spirit. So your spirit is what this church, I said, and the ministry and what we do around the world is created through the Spirit of God. When God's Spirit speaks to our spirit, that's why the Bible says that our spirit cries out, Abba, Father. It's not our mind that cries out, Abba, Father. It's our spirit. And our spirit is where everything is created. Things are created in the spiritual realm first. In the fourth dimension, there are four dimensions, the spirit heavenly realms, the third dimension, second dimension, first dimension. And what is created in the third, second, and first dimension is created in the fourth dimension, the heavenly realms. That's why the Bible says that when we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities and powers in the high places. So in the fourth dimension, there's the devil, there's you, and there's God. And what we come into agreement with, whether it's God or whatever the enemy wants to do, is what we empower in the third dimension. So when we agree that God's going to bring a breakthrough, we empower the breakthrough to come. When we agree that nothing will break through, that's what we empower. And so today, your spirit, everything is created in. And your spirit accesses, number three, the unseen realm. Hebrews 11, verse 1 says, by faith we understand. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. That word hope is to expect. So today, as we're living in this time, I'm not going to live like, oh, I hope the government does this, or I hope this situation happens, or I hope that's, or I hope, another way to explain that, you might be like, oh, I hope he likes me, or I hope I get this job. That's not the word hope, what it means there. That word hope there means to expect. Because what you expect is what you get.
Yeah.
And so if your expectation is that God is going to move, that's what happens. But if you don't expect, you won't get. So now faith is the substance of things expected for, the evidence of things not seen. How do I see something that's not seen? I see it in the spirit. I get it in the spirit. Because when I get it in the spirit, even though I haven't seen it, I've got it in faith. And I will see it in faith. And as I see it, I then speak it. So faith is so cool. Your spirit accesses the unseen realm. And the Bible says faith is a spiritual substance. It is a substance. It is not this airy fairy, you're in faith right now. No, it's this substance in your spirit. There's an expectation in your spirit. I am expecting I'm expecting acceleration. I'm expecting you to experience acceleration. I'm expecting God to open up the churches. I'm expecting to see the greatest revival that we've ever seen. I'm expecting, there's a time my flesh says, how can you believe that? Can't you see what's happening on the earth? But if I'm in my spirit realm, if I'm in the spirit, I'm expecting. You see, it's a spiritual substance. It has force to it. What are you expecting today? That's why prayer, that's why worship, that's why all these things that build our spiritual experience, that build our spirit man, also help our expectation. But I love this. The Bible says that faith is available to whoever. Once you are born again, everyone is born with the same faith. Once you become a Christian and say yes to Jesus, no one has greater faith than it. Well, that person got more faith than me. No, we're born with the same faith, but the truth is faith is like a seed. You need to water it. You need to put it in good soil. You need to pull out the weeds that are around it so this seed of faith grows. The people who have great faith are the people who have built their faith by letting the right things feed their life and feed their heart. That's why your heart is so important, because your heart is where that seed sits and is processed. So if you have unforgiveness or anger in your heart, that seed of faith has a struggle in growing. It's sitting there, but it's not growing. So you got to get rid of the things that will stop your faith from growing. And you've got to build the things that will help your faith. That's why coming together in church is important, because it helps your faith be built. But you can't be totally reliant on coming together. You've got to have your own personal relationship with God at home, and your faith is built there. But then you come together, iron sharpens iron. One will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight, and there's an acceleration because our faith builds each other up. Faith is available to whoever. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for by grace you've been saved through faith, and not of yourself. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You know, what we're doing in Empower is awesome, but it's not us, it's God.
Amen.
Without God breathing into things, it is just works. We are so dependent upon God. Whatever we do, whatever good works we do, should be coming out of our relationship with God.
Amen.
Love it.
So faith is available to whoever. That's so exciting to me. Who are listening to my voice right now? You might feel like I don't have much faith. Well, you can get in the presence of God and get that spiritual muscle growing and get that faith growing and get rid of that stuff that gets in your way or hinders you or stops you from being the person of faith you're called to be. Get rid of that unforgiveness. Get rid of that anger. Get rid of that disappointment. And in this season, you have to do it every half an hour. Oh, in this season, you know, I've had to, even with decisions that are made about us, I have to constantly go, God, forgive me that I don't get an attitude, but help me continue to speak the truth in love. So we got to continue being people of faith. It's available to whoever. And then the Bible says, faith comes by hearing, Romans 10:17, and hearing the word of God. So our faith life is built by what we hear. So right now, see that scripture I started with? Don't be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Or let me read it from what it says here in the New Living Translation. Don't get so well adjusted to your culture. The only time we get well adjusted to our culture is when we let the words of our culture control our lives.
Yeah.
It says that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God and you'll be changed from the inside out. So how do I get changed from the inside out? I've got to determine what I listen to. I've got to determine what's speaking into my spirit. Every time I put on the news, every time I'm around something, I might hear it, but I'm not going to listen to it. I'm going to get into a place where I hear what God says. I'll recognize the facts, and you've got to apply truth to facts. So sometimes if there's a lie going around, or if there's a thing that you're not agreeing with, or it's just a fact, you've got to apply truth. So you don't ignore the facts, but you feed your life with truth. You feed your life with the truth of God. God's word. You feed your life not with the opinion of man, but the opinion of God. You feed your life because faith comes by hearing. And I'm hearing a lot of things right now. I'm hearing there's so many different opinions. If I lived on this opinion world, I'd be so confused. So I got to get back to what God says about my future, what God says about gathering, what God says about giving, what God says about loving, what God says about joy and peace, what God says about finance, what God says about my family, what God says about my future. I got to fill my ears. I got to fill my ears. Because when you don't hear, you see, faith comes by hearing. But watch this. The Bible says there's life and death in the power of the tongue. So, what I hear is what I speak. So, your spirit man is activated by what you hear, which comes from what you speak or other people speak. So, my spirit man is activated by what I hear. So what I hear is the words that have been spoken. I can hear or listen. I heard that, but I either hear something that gets in my spirit. I hear, but I don't really absorb it. I don't take it in because I know that that's not for me, that I'm not of that culture. I listen to what God says, and my faith is built on what the Spirit of God says. Yeah. So your spirit man is activated by what you speak and subsequently by what you hear. So get around a voice and voices that will speak destiny and breakthrough into your life. When we get in Urban Life, whether it's on Zoom or whether it's in person, get into an Urban Life group. Just don't wait till Sunday online. Let the words of God get put into your spirit so your spirit man can be built. You please God when you exercise your faith.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
Yeah.
Amen. That he is a rewarder. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And it's impossible to please God without faith. So faith brings the pleasure of heaven. Faith brings heaven to earth. Faith brings breakthrough. Faith brings joy. Faith in God. You know, we don't put our faith in faith because faith in faith will never do anything. But I put my faith in God. I believe God and I please God with my faith life. So here's the thing. Get our circumstances to come in line with your spirit man, not our spirit man. Follow our circumstances. Right now, we have a choice. Are we going to live by the circumstances put before us, or are we going to live by faith? And as we live by faith, our circumstances will bow to where we're going. It may take a little while, but we'll get there. I'm telling you, the greatest revival that we've ever seen is about to come. But we're going to not live by what we see in our circumstances right now, but we're going to get into our spirit man and we're going to say, okay, we're now going to say, circumstances, you must come in line. I am not bowing to that opinion. I'm not bowing to that lie. I'm not bowing to that intimidation. I'm not being led by a just life. I'm going to live in faith. I'm going to believe what you say. I'm going to believe your word. And circumstances, you must come in line. Because faith is the currency of heaven.
Yeah, that's good.
If you want to buy something, you need a currency. If you want freedom and joy and peace and favor and blessing, it comes by faith. It's the currency of heaven. I come and believe and God gives me a breakthrough. I come and believe and He gives me a healing. I come and believe and He gives me provision. It's faith is the currency of heaven. And lastly, you know, the amazing thing about this is in this scripture, it says, talking about faith, and it's saying, whatever I say to you, whatever you ask, when you pray, believe that you'll receive them and you'll have them. And then he goes on and says, whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you. Lord's Prayer, forgive those who've sinned against me. So forgiveness, letting go of things, is like emptying the trash or the bin on your computer. It gets rid of the stuff that can never be read again. See, we got to be people who say, God, if there's anyone who, if there's anything I'm holding on to, maybe it's forgiving myself, maybe it's forgiving others, maybe it's even forgiving God because things haven't gone how you thought. Get rid of it. Press delete and go to the bin and press delete again so it never comes again. Get rid of those words. Get rid of those agreements. Get rid of those things in our hearts. Fear, we press delete to.
So good.
We press delete to fear. 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 Why are you saying that? Because I can feel something. We press delete to fear. Fear of the future. Fear of living a life. Fear of coming together. Fear of what man would say. Fear of what my job's going to be. We press delete to fear. We let go of fear. We forgive. You know, we're living in crazy times. Crazy times. But all through this, you just got to let go. You got to forgive. You got to not hold on to things. You got to say, I can't live in that. I can't be consumed with that. I'm going to understand the facts. Yes, okay, yep, all right. But I'm going to live in the truth. God, you speak to me. Feed me. Feed me, feed me, feed me, feed me, feed me, feed me, feed me. Not the world, feed me. I don't want to conform to the patterns of this world, but I want to be transformed through the renewing of my mind. So I get my spirit man to start dominating my thinking. Father, forgive us. Let's get rid of, clear out the garbage that robs or hinders your faith. God has put in you, every believer, mountain-moving faith. Philippians 3:13-14 says, now, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing. Forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead, I press on to reach the race, the end of the race, and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. You see, this moment we're living in time is just a mere second, a mere moment in our eternity. So keep your focus on the things of God. Keep your focus on the things of the Spirit. Keep your focus and let Him fill you. You see, when I see Him, I'll be like Him. I'll be changed from glory to glory.
Wow, wasn't that amazing? And I'm sure it's exactly what you needed to hear right now for what you're going through. Hey, don't forget to follow us on all social media platforms at Planet Shakers. Keep in touch in this season that we're in. And also you can email us or check our website for other details as well.